Peter Lucas Jones is a man who is helping us to use technology for Maori causes in really neat and innovative ways. Experts are sounding out plans for a synthetic real Maori voice that could change the lives of many tangata whaikaha and their whānau. The voice would be available as an option beside English for people who use assistive technology devices to communicate. Now, with support from Te Puni Kōkiri, the Tō o Te Pai team from Wahangatū Kōrero, the Tail Link Trust, and Te Hiku Media are undertaking a feasibility study due to finish later this year. Kai whakahaere of Te Hiku Media is Peter Lucas Jones. He's with us today. Peter Lucas, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. O tira e mihi ana hau ki a koutou ngā kai whakarongo.
Tēnā koe, hō mutua o Matariki. Kia ora, it's always neat to have you on the program. E hoa, can you talk to us about the current gap for people wanting to express themselves in te reo Māori but are non-verbal?
Many of our whānau that are non-verbal have the ability to think in te reo Māori. And what happens is the devices that they use to communicate do not have the ability to convert Māori text into Māori speech. At Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiko o Te Ika, the iwi radio station in Kaitaia, we have been exploring natural language processing development for Te Reo Māori. That's converting speech to text and text to speech. We've created some prototypes. One of our prototypes can be accessed at papareo.io, and that's a synthetic Māori voice with data that I contributed as part of our exploration. We are now looking at how we might not only gather data for reo wahine, we are looking for somebody that has a great pronunciation of te reo Māori and the ability to read large quantities of text. And through doing so, we will tag and label data sets to create a synthetic voice for te reo Māori with a wahine. Of course, pronunciation is very important because mispronunciation obscures the meaning that we hope to convey. And for some people, that might mean the difference between a maunga and a maunga. Now, maunga probably wasn't completely wrong, but to our native ear, Dale, perhaps we weren't too excited about the sound of maunga. So pronunciation is very important. At present, devices that are used by our whānau whaikaha often have international accents, international English accents, so they fail to sound local in Te Reo Pākehā. But when they try to convert Māori ideas and Māori text into spoken voice, they completely butcher our te reo Māori. The project that Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiko o Te Ika is leading is a project to look at how we might get these prototypes on device, because developing the prototypes is a specialty that Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiko o Te Ika has ensured we have the ability to do. However, the next step is getting these products or getting these assets on device. And that's going to be a focus for us over the next few months.
Tēnā koe, thank you. You're undertaking a feasibility study here. What are you trying to get from that study, and how will it assist in embedding this technology in this kaupapa?
Many of these devices have systems on them. These systems are owned or are owned by international corporates. Generally speaking, these systems are like closed gardens. When I say that they're closed gardens, only certain flowers grow in them. And for a long time, the voice technology has been developed in-house. We know that big corporates don't work well with Māori communities. we know that Māori language products are best developed by Māori language speaking communities and led by Māori people. So part of this feasibility study is to find out how we might be able to get these products on devices in systems that are used by our whānau whaikaha. So we have non-verbal whānau members that speak Māori. However, we also have our whānau that are kāpō or blind, and blind people use screen readers. We also have our whānau that are turi or deaf, suffer from hearing loss. And so, of course, we're taking a very broad approach because our whānau that are turi often use captioning capture the content and understand what is being communicated. And so these are different ways that the same tools or same products could perhaps be applied in different contexts, in different systems. So we're going to be spending some time exploring how to get a synthetic voice on device for non-verbal whānau, but we've also got to take into account that these systems often have a shorthand or buttons that represent a phrase. So for example, whilst developing a voice is only one part of the solution, the next solution, the next part of the solution is to find out how do we translate the phraseology associated with different buttons that people push to produce different phrases in te reo Māori. Then, of course, can those phrases just be translated one for one? Or is the ontology in our language and ontology associated with our Māori ways of thinking something that's quite different? For example, he ha te pekapeka ki a tātou te Māori. What is a bat in te reo Māori? Is it a mammal or is it a bird? Ki tō te titiro te Māori, he manu te pekapeka. So often our ways of classifying things in the Māori world are quite different. What is a whale in te reo Māori, in the Māori way of thinking? He tohora. But what is it? Is it a mammal or is it a ika? He ngō te ū, he ika rānei. Ki tā te titiro a te Māori, he ika. So there's many things that we need to take into account when we think about whether something can just be literally translated or whether or not we must apply our Māori ways of thinking.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe. All the best with that study. It's really intriguing, the mahi that you're doing in the north, and I really appreciate you taking some time for kōrero this morning, knowing that you're heading off to share your mātauranga with our tauira of Tai Tokorau. Peter Lucas Jones joining us, speaking about synthetic reo Māori voices that could change the lives of many tangata whaikaha. Nei rā te mihi, kā koe, Peter Lucas, kia ora rau atu.
Kia ora, Dale. O tira tēnā koutou katoa.